Welcome to the Ideal Investor Show. This is the podcast where we help you challenge your mindset and discover where you are. Tired of stories about other people's success? We can help you change your life, determine your time freedom point, and join us on the journey to financial success. Let's go. Hey, I have a question for you today. Because I saw like one of those sketch things, and it's supposed to be a joke or a sketch or so forth. But at least for me, some of those jokes or sketches can actually make me think twice. So the comic person was saying, hey, have you ever met anybody who is at or below average? And then he went on to basically describe that every single person he ever asked the question, if you were to say below average, average or above average, where do you see yourself? And he said, most people say, well, I'm probably slightly above average. Rarely do you find somebody who say, well, you know, I think I'm probably average. But you never find anybody who is below average. Now, it's a kind of a funny thing if you really think about it, because average means there are 50% of the people that are above average and 50% of the people that are below average. That is literally what average means, right? So if that's true and everybody thinks they are average or above, then the average is wrong. That's the point. Now, and you say, okay, average is the point in the middle. This gets me to answering the or bringing up the question, who is middle class and are you middle class? Are you kind of like in the middle of what the population is, in the middle of what is being earned? Well, the average income in the United States is somewhere slightly below or around $70,000 a year. So if you just purely go by the number, it should be relatively easy to say, are you above or below average? Right? But I'm bringing up the question a little bit because I think what used to be average and what is now average, or what used to be middle class and is now middle class, has vastly changed. And I think that is part of the reason why we can't really easily answer that question anymore. So if I go back and think about, okay, how was that with my grandparents? Right? And by the way, some of you know, because I've mentioned it every so often, my grandparents basically raised me and my sister. Why was that? Well, when my grandparents got married, it was totally normal that my grandpa, who was a lawyer, a patent lawyer, had a job at a large company. That job allowed him to have a car, to have an apartment for the family, to go on vacation, for my grandma to be able to raise us from early in the morning, like we got dropped off at like 7:30 in the morning, and then my parents picked us up at like 5:30 in the afternoon or evening. So my grandma was always there. She did everything. She went over homework with us and everything. Why? Because she didn't have to go to work. My grandfather made enough money to get all his kids through education, to have an apartment, to have a car, to go on vacation, and for my grandma to stay home. One generation on, with my parents, why did my grandparents raise me? My parents basically wanted to get to a point where they, in Germany, could afford to have their own house. And to make that dream a reality, they realized that if only my dad would be working, they would make enough money to basically cover for life, but they wouldn't have enough money to put anything aside. And my mom is a pretty independent woman, so they decided, okay, we both get a job. And they both had basically a job, dual income family, but it also meant, well, somehow the kids need to be raised. And so that's why we were dropped off at my grandparents. Now, I have to admit, at the time, they were kindergartens and they weren't super expensive, but my mom just didn't really think that they would be able to bring us up the same way like my grandma could. And I'm grateful that she thought that way, because I'm super, super grateful of everything that my grandpa and my granddad taught me. And I'm absolutely sure if you would have asked my mom and dad at the time, they would have rightfully said, we are definitely middle class, maybe even a little above, because they had those two incomes, which was relatively uncommon at the time. Now, fast forward to today. Today, we have dual income households. But even with a dual income, most of the kids that want to, if you have two kids and you want to send two kids like 2 or 3 years apart in their birthdays, and they at some point both want to go to college, it's almost impossible to send them to any good college in the United States without having to have at least some student loans, or have the parents put money aside, if they somehow can, for the whole lifetime of the kids. So by the time they get to college, they have enough money to pay for college, which used to be totally normal. Now, part of the reason is also because college tuition used to be reasonable and not completely outrageous as it is now. Now you have dual income family. The kids that don't get dropped off at grandma and grandpa anymore, they have to pay insane childcare, right? Which actually doesn't allow you to save as much as you could for college, because you already start paying insane amounts on childcare, and then you have to pay and take on loans for college. But also, we are basically now facing a situation that we haven't had in many, many decades, and that is we have had inflation, both true inflation, but as well as money inflation, meaning like the money itself gets less and less valuable. And on top of it, prices are increasing, not just for tuition, but for everything. So people are asking themselves, well, can I replace my car? Well, car prices have gone up so much, I can't really afford a new car, so I have to keep driving the old car for longer, which is not great for the economy. And that same thing is happening over and over and over again. So now, when you consider, are you actually middle class or not, the problem is that many, many people are struggling to make ends meet. And that is really a state where you would say, if I make it to the middle class, if I'm better than 50% of everybody else, which would be then in the middle at average, then I should be able to have at least a reasonable life. And that is really hard to do these days. It all shifted, and more people are really struggling. And this is, in my opinion, the next phase that we have now gotten into, is this so-called gig economy, where you have a job and your spouse has a job and you're still looking for additional jobs so that you can bring in more money. And what I have been saying, I know this sounds a little counterintuitive, but instead of consuming all the money that you're making from your main jobs and your side gigs and stuff like that, I'm a big advocate to, as soon and early as possible, especially when you're younger, put some of that money aside and start developing passive income. Because you will never, never, ever be able to work enough jobs to cover what investments that generate passive income can do for you. Think about it. If you are in your early to mid-20s and you start putting money aside when you're still more able to do it because you don't have so many obligations, and like in your late 20s, you get your first investment property. And then let's say at 29, you get another one. At 31, you get another one. By the time you have a family and a couple of kids and stuff like that, and you have 5 or 6 investment properties of different age, the income that they produce, you would have to have 3 or 4 jobs in addition to your main jobs to make that up. So that's the point. It's not so much to say, okay, you want to be even more frugal. Yes, that would be good if you can do it. And especially when you're younger, you can do it. But the main point is passive income properties can help you to overcome this kind of situation where the life, the way we're living it, and the costs that come with it, make it less and less likely that older you get, the further you get into it, to have any kind of money left over, or you need to bring in new jobs. And my point is, don't get new jobs, get passive income investments that act like a job over time, because you can add to those. Like we all have only 24 hours a day, you can't do 5 jobs and sleep 2 hours a night. That's ultimately not going to work, even though it feels like we're on that trajectory. So you have to make your money work for you. That's the point. And then you're not only going to be middle class, you're going to be upper middle class and even more than that. So think about it. Where are you right now, and how do you get from where you are to a better place? And if I can help you with it, which I do, I believe I can, then go to idealinvestorshow.com, hit the button to book a call, and let's have a conversation about it. I really would love that, and see how I can help you the best, the fastest. All right, so that's it for today. Be well, stay safe, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.